Grace and peace to you, my friends, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Betsy Turner, and it is my joy to welcome you to worship on this 13th day of December, the third Sunday in Advent, and our 40th Sunday of gathering in this way. I want to remind you of our upcoming worship schedule. Next Sunday, the 20th, we will gather at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning on Zoom for a worship service that will include communion. And then we are really looking forward to, on the 24th, a drive-in service. Think drive-in movie, but a church service on our grounds at 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Looking forward to seeing you there. We begin our worship with singing. Welcome Lee Hart and Laura Richardson to light our Advent wreath.
When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's from Matthew 2, 10 and 11. In our homes, we gather around Advent wreaths to pray for our lost hopes, broken peace, limited joys, and love so hard to find and share in this season of coronavirus. We claim power to call this season Advent, when God's light comes into the world and nothing can overcome it.
First, we relight the candles of hope and peace. And now we light the candle of joy, determined to choose joy instead of sadness, as we miss so many things we thought were essential to a Merry Christmas. Parties, Christmas visits, concerts, hugs, kisses, and large family gatherings. We thought were essential, but alas, they are not. The world is broken, and the wait is long, but our joy cannot be contained. Like a toddler toppling the thrones of power with a gleeful swipe, joy pierces our silence with song interrupts our sighing with laughter, unshackles our fumbling feet to dance. My soul magnifies the Lord, she whispers, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
Let us pray. God, our joy ignites embers under loss and sorrow and brightens the path to love. Emmanuel, God with us, in the week to come, light hope, peace, and joy on the wick of our lives so that we may shine brightly in our world. Amen.
Amen.
Let us sing. Now it's time to light the candle. In God's name we will rejoice. Voices separate sing together. We will shout with one loud voice. Light will overcome the darkness. See the joy the Christ child brings. Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of a lot of chaos and confusion, much stress and anxiety, we come to worship you. Help us to quiet other voices in these moments so that we might hear you speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates through the gift of technology and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And grant your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come and be with us. Amen. And let us sing once again. Word for today comes to us in the form of a dramatic presentation, a little nativity play. And I want to thank Stephanie Dunn, Terry Holmes, Arlene Lathrop, Aaron Roberts, L. Roberts, the whole Zetto family, and several members of the Turner family for their contributions to this play. It is our prayer that you will feel joy as you experience this retelling of the Christmas story. Good evening. This is CBS, the Camel Broadcasting System, with a special report from the little town of Bethlehem. How still we see thee lie. But we're hearing reports that something amazing is happening in this little town. The Almighty God has come into the world in human form. We don't know what to make of this, so we're going to ask some people about it. Our first interview is with a government spokesperson. What can you tell us about what happened?
All I know is that everybody was ordered to go to their family's original hometown to be registered. So if you were living in Nazareth, but your family was from Bethlehem, that's where you had to go. I guess this family you're talking about, that's what they did. Now leave me alone, okay? I'm busy. I'm checking luggage.
Thank you very much for your time. Now we're going to ask another person what they know about it, because the family came to them looking for a place to stay. I believe you're an innkeeper, is that right?
No, not an innkeeper, and I wish people would stop saying that. We're a little town of Bethlehem. We don't have inns. Visitors stay in people's houses. So this couple came to our house, and she was obviously about to have a baby, but there just wasn't any room in the house.
The inn?
House. We felt really bad about it, but all we could offer them was to let them stay in the shelter where we keep the animals. At least it had straw, And if they wanted to, they could put the baby in the feed trough.
The manger?
Right, the feed trough. And that's what they did.
Well, thank you. That's very helpful. Now, since the innkeeper...
Whoa. We don't have inns.
Since the stable owner has mentioned animals, let's see if we can get the animals' point of view about this. First, we have a cow.
Ooh.
And a chicken. And of course, we would like to hear from a duck.
A duck?
Sure, everybody likes ducks. Next, we have some amazing news from a shepherd. Come in, shepherd.
I can't come in. I'm taking care of the sheep. Sheep stay outside, so do I.
That's right, they do. Do you think the sheep would like to say something?
They might. Sheep, how about it?
Well, thank you, sheep. Now we want to hear your story, shepherd.
Are you sure? Most people in this part of the country look down on shepherds. We spend all our times in the fields with animals, so we're not really very respectable.
Here at the Camel Broadcasting Company, we really can't be picky. So tell us what happened.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I couldn't believe it. We were out in the fields like we always are, taking care of our flock by night, when all of a sudden the sky opened up and an angel said to us,
"Don't be afraid. I bring you tidings of great joy. To you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
You can see why we were amazed. So I thought, what am I supposed to do about that? And just like it was reading my mind, the angel said to me, "This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger."
You must have been stunned.
We were. And that's not all. Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and peace to everyone God loves." Well, you can imagine we had to hurry to the stable to see that what the angels were talking about. So we did. And that's where we found this couple, Mary and Joseph. And sure enough, there was a baby in the manger.
The feed trough.
Whatever. So we just plain worshiped. And then we went back to the fields. But I'll tell you, we never had a night like that before.
I can believe it. Well, thank you so much. Now, I'm just being told that we will be able to get a short word with the baby's mother, Mary, and its father, Joseph. Hello, Mary. We know you need your rest, so we don't want to take up much of your time, but can you tell us what did you decide to name the baby?
We've given him the name Jesus.
Does that have any special meaning for you? Is it a family name?
No, it's actually what the angel told us to name the baby.
You had an angel too?
Yes. And the angel said, "You are going to name the baby Jesus because he will save the people from their sins."
You must have been astonished.
Well, I just treasured all these things and pondered them in my heart.
And let me ask your husband, Joseph, how do you feel about all this?
Well, I got to tell you the truth. At first, I was confused and a little worried about the way things were happening. But I'm beginning to understand that God can do anything. And if this is the way that God is going to help the world, then I'm all for it. I'm just grateful that God chose us. All I know is that something wonderful is going to happen because of who this baby will grow up to be.
Oh, Joseph, you're going to love this. We've got an important star about to appear on the broadcast.
Star?
A real star.
Everyone, yes, I'm a star.
And I understand you're leading some wise men to Bethlehem.
Yes, that's my night job. And they've got gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Terrific. Babies love those.
But the best thing I bring is the light of God to shine in the darkness, because that's what Jesus will do.
So let me ask everybody on our broadcast tonight, do you really believe that this Jesus is God come into the world in human form to save us all from our sins because God loves us and wants us to love each other?
Yes, I do believe it.
So do I.
Me too.
Looks like it.
Bling.
Sounds like it's unanimous.
Well, if all creation believes it, who am I to say no? All I can say is thank you, God, for the wonders of your love. My advice for all of you out there listening tonight is to do what Mary did, to treasure these things and ponder them in your hearts. That's it, I guess. That's our report. God bless you and good night.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This season, we anticipate and we celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ, the birth. And indeed, it is a birthday celebration like no other. And so let us with joy sing together.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, it's not a birthday party unless there are gifts. We have received so many gifts from God, and our offering is one of the ways that we express gratitude and joy for the grace that we have received. So I invite you to support the mission and ministry of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church with your time and your talent, your prayers and your energy, and with your resources. And may you be filled with joy as you answer God's call faithfully and generously, and as we sing the doxology together.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy.
Would you pray with me? Oh God, on this third Sunday of Advent, we call upon you, Lord of glory, Savior of all, and we pray for your people who are near our hearts today. We rejoice with those who rejoice, whose hopes and dreams have come true today. We thank you for all your blessings and for every sign of your goodness. For hope and healing, for love and light in our midst. Let our mouths be filled with laughter and let us sing songs of joy, for you have done great things for your people. And we give you thanks. Merciful God, we also weep with those who weep. We call out on behalf of those whose lives are dry and barren, for all who linger in the darkness and long to be restored. Where there are tears or suffering or illness or grief, may there be songs of joy once again. We lean in with Advent hope, even as we pray for the sick and the hurt and those who care for them, the dying and those who grieve, especially those who do so alone, the hungry, the poor, and those who are most vulnerable, the long oppressed and those still waiting for justice, the anxious and those who feel most alone. Hear us now as we name aloud or hold in silence our concern for those known to us or known only to you, and all the particular ways we need your grace. We lift up these prayers as your people with longing and hope, trusting that you will bring forth a harvest of joy. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the one born to us in Bethlehem, the source of all our joy, and the one who taught us to pray together, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
I charge you now, my friends, as I always do, to go forth from this time of worship to love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. In this Advent season, look for joy and find ways to share in the joy that comes at Christmas. And as you go, trust and believe that you do not ever go alone. For Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem, Christ, who is coming to save us, this same one, is with us and among us even now, and will abide with us forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.